Of the 2.2 plus billion Christians alive on planet Earth today, sadly, the majority are so focused on the here and now that they struggle even to imagine that they could actually have a rich, dynamic, powerful, and indeed life-changing relationship with Jesus, when all along that's exactly what Jesus has in store for them. I'm Bernie Diamond, and thanks so much for joining me again. Today, we're going to take a look at what Jesus really wants for you, what he has planned for you, from a different perspective. And please do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about Christianity Works' free daily devotional. It's called Fresh, and it's all about helping you draw closer to Jesus so that you can become all that he made you to be. There was a time in my life, 20 years ago or so, when I was completely alone on this earth. I mean, completely alone. No friends, no family. Okay, I knew people, but none of them were friends to me. At least that's what I thought. I'd never been alone before like that. If you've been in that place, you know how devastating it can be. In fact, devastating doesn't even do it. I can't find the words to describe how terrible it was to find yourself completely alone. And then little by little, a handful of people, just three people at first, came out of the woodwork and gathered around me, and they were my friends. I was going through some awful stuff in life, and these three people all had a couple of things in common. Firstly, they were Christians. And secondly, because I hated Christians, I'd never been very nice to them. As I look back on those times, I realised that back then I wasn't particularly easy to love, truly. Not only were things difficult for me, but I had an ego the size of a small planet, wouldn't listen to people, and boy, I hated Christians. So for these three people to step up to the plate and care for me the way they did to this day, I find completely astounding. Now, Jesus had been on my case in the months leading up to that time. He'd been knocking on the door of my heart, I knew that. But it was when he brought these people into my life that he became real to me. We're chatting this week on the program about this sense that Jesus is knocking at the door of our hearts. And whether we've been a churchgoer for a lifetime, or perhaps not, that simply isn't the issue. There are many people who warm the pews of a church each Sunday, and yet they've never experienced a dynamic, life-changing relationship with Jesus. They're the people who, as I once was, are lukewarm. Let's have a listen to what Jesus has to say about that. Revelation chapter 3, beginning at verse 14. And to the angel of the church in Laodicea, the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the origin of God's creation, I know your works. You are neither hot nor cold. I wish you were either hot or cold. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot or cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. For you say, I'm rich, I've prospered, I need nothing. But you don't realize that you're wretched and pitiable and poor and blind and naked. Therefore I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may be rich, and white robes to clothe you and to keep the shame of your nakedness from being seen, and salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. I reprove and discipline those whom I love. Be earnest, therefore, and repent. Listen, I am standing at the door, knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come into you and eat with you and you with me. To the one who conquers, I will give a place with me on my throne, just as I myself conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Now that bit about being rich is something I really relate to. I wasn't rich per se, but I was pretty comfortably off. I thought I was self-sufficient. I subscribed to the theory that you make your own luck. Life is, after all, what you make it. Work hard, focus, achieve, and life is going to be fantastic. And truly, I thought my life was fantastic. But there was always something missing. There was always an emptiness. There was always a sense that as hard as I was working and as successful as I was becoming according to the world's standards and the world's plans, I had this sense that I was somehow missing the point. When I first read these words of Jesus, they were like a sword that cut through all the pretense and all the pride and all the palaver that I went on with, straight to the quick, straight to my heart. I knew in an instant what the problem was. For you say, I'm rich, I've prospered, I need nothing. But you don't realize you're wretched and pitiable and poor and blind and naked. Absolutely, that was it. That was precisely the life I was living. I was kidding myself. I thought I could see clearly, but I was blind. And what a terrible state that is to live in. Again, Jesus puts it this way in Matthew chapter 6, verses 22 and 23. He says, "The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness?" In other words, what he's saying is, look, if we think we have our act together, if we think we're seeing life clearly, if we think that on our own everything's great, but in fact we're deluding ourselves, we have it all wrong, then Houston, we have a problem. Now, interestingly, Jesus said that in the context of wealth, this delusion of wealth, thinking that if we're all well provided for and have plenty of money in the bank and a good income, life will be good as gold. And that's how many of us live life. That's how I lived. I really didn't need God because I provided for myself. That was the delusion that I was living with. And so I went from believing in Jesus in my late teenage years to kind of going lukewarm for a good many years on the basis that I was self-sufficient, to finally not even knowing if Jesus was real. And that, as it turns out, is a pretty typical cycle. You can't stay lukewarm forever. Eventually, you have to become either hot or cold, and I went cold. And so my prayer for anyone today who has anything but a rich, fulfilling, dynamic, passionate relationship with Jesus, if you're in a place that falls a long way short of that, then my prayer for you is that by hearing what Jesus is saying, your eyes will be opened to the truth of the reality of the life that you're living. Not for any other reason than the fact that Jesus has so much more planned for you. For you say, "I'm rich, I've prospered, I need nothing." But you don't realize that you're wretched and pitiable and poor and blind and naked. "Therefore, I counsel you," says Jesus, "to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may be rich, and white robes to clothe you and to keep the shame of your nakedness from being seen, and a salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see." When I came to that realization, it took some doing. I had to ditch my pride and admit that I was in the place where I was at. So I know how hard it can be to admit that even though once we may have professed some sort of faith in this Jesus, even though once our backsides may have warmed a pew in a church somewhere, today, now, here, in this place, I'm lukewarm or I'm cold. And it was time for me to admit that and to do something about it. So if this is speaking into your heart right at this moment, I know, believe you me, I know what it feels like. But let me encourage you to trade the pride and the desire for the world's riches for real gold so that you may be truly rich in Jesus. Let me encourage you to accept the white robes that Jesus is offering you in this place right now. The robes of complete forgiveness, complete right standing in God's sight, free from shame and reproach. Let me encourage you to let his word be the salve to anoint your eyes that you may truly see. Know the truth, because as you do, it will set you free to live the life that Jesus always planned for you to do. See, as we accept Jesus into our hearts, he has something so much better planned for us, something so much better than anything this world could ever offer. We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word Fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.